David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. I'm Lisa Urbanski, co-host of the show. I am so excited today because you guys are going to be introduced to just an amazing, amazing woman. I'm going to do my best. Her name is Magdalena, and her last name is Trush, and she will correct me if I'm wrong. I think I did a good job. So Magdalena is a certified health and life coach, and we're here to talk to you about all the things to do with a good, healthy approach to weight loss. And she's going to give you a lot of tips in that aspect of life. I'm just letting you know, though, stick around till the end because she's going to drop something that you don't want to miss. Let me tell you, it is super luxurious. I'm so excited for her to be here. But before we get started, I just want to thank our sponsors, Spreaker and iHeartRadio, because without you, Magdalena would not be able to drop her luxurious gift at the end of this show. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
Yes, I'm fantastic. I was really excited to do this with you today.
I was excited to do this with you too. I love our conversations and your vibes. So this is going to be fun.
So much fun. And so what are we talking about? We're talking about, you know, body positivity, that healthy, good approaches to weight loss. Do you want to start there and elaborate a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. So what I teach my clients is really how to lose weight sustainably and in a healthy and slow manner. Like I don't do crash diets with people. I don't focus even on weight because I find when people really focus on how they look and what they weigh, like what the scale says, they become obsessed. and they're just too focused on the goal. So I find that very often I reach my goals by actually not focusing on the goal. I just focus on health or focus on things that are already working. And then I do more of that. And I just learn healthy habits. And so basically the healthy habits start to crowd out the bad habits. And before you know it, you're healthier, you have more energy, and you look sexy. You look good because you've lost that excess weight, which often is like water retention. I shouldn't call it weight. And I might even change the name of my program at some point to fat loss because I don't care how much you weigh. Obviously, muscle weighs more than fat. And so if you weigh more on the scale, that doesn't mean anything. You might weigh more, but you look amazing because you're muscular and strong. And you have less fat. So it's really that I'm trying to help people lose fat while just really taking care of their body, supporting their organs in so many different ways, and primarily actually helping them reduce their stress levels and better manage emotions as well. Because I find for a lot of people, weight loss is a very emotional issue. And often people binge eat as a way to suppress their emotions. Or they can't stick to diets because, again, they're too restrictive. And the psychology of the mind, like this reverse psychology thing, like as soon as we're not able to do something, we just want to do that. Right. And so I really teach people like how to calm their minds, how to have a healthier approach to weight loss mentally. And yeah, like how to really process emotions without denying them, without dwelling on them either, like this really balanced way to deal with them.
I love that. You know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about the first time that I went on a weight loss journey. I talked to you, to our audience, Magdalena and I've talked before, so she knows a little bit about my story. And so when I got sober, I put on a lot of weight and then I went on this weight loss journey and I was addicted to my scale and I was addicted to looking at the numbers and what they represented. And then I broke free from that. And once I started like learning healthy ways of eating, putting good things in my body, like what different foods did for my body, that first month I lost 10 pounds of water retention because of like salt, getting rid of stuff like salt. But yeah, it was water retention. And then another thing that I took from what you just said is if we focus so much on the scale, like fat and muscle are different. So muscle weighs more than fat. So once we're starting to get healthier and we're building our muscle, we're not going to weigh less. We're going to weigh more, right? And that scares
Exactly.
people. So getting away from the numbers is so important. I love that you mentioned that.
Yeah, and going more toward how do you feel? Like, do you feel light in your body? Do you have energy? Are you, because it's not about what you look like. It's more like how do you feel within yourself? And like maybe certain when you know those certain clothes that you fit into when you were feeling really good, like can you fit into those clothes? But even that, you know, our bodies change and like I can't fit into some clothes that I wore way back in the day and I don't want to. I got a new set of clothes that I can fit into. So yeah, it's really just like how you feel within yourself and mentally, how are you doing? That's just so important because I used to also like I was overweight. Like I was never obese because my body type is not as such as you can see. Like I'm just naturally very slim, and this is me eating very healthy. And my approach back in the day when I didn't know anything about healthy weight loss was just like exercise, exercise, but then binge
Me
eat because
too.
I wasn't dealing with the stress. And to be honest, anxiety was the cause of my weight gain because I used food to for everything, like to suppress emotions. Like if I was sad, I would eat. If I was anxious, I would eat. Like I was like filling this void within through food. And so all the exercise I was doing wasn't even helping because if I was binging after like a 40-minute run, what did it even matter? But when I started really addressing the anxiety without even focusing on my weight, like naturally I just stopped binging. Naturally, I was drawn toward learning how to better support my health. And then, yeah, I've maintained my results for many, many years, like 15 years, I think, where I haven't yo-yoed up and down like a lot of people do with diets.
So walk us through that. What does that look like? What are your habits? What are habits that our audience would benefit from hearing
Sure.
from you? Yeah, what are some tips? Like, what do you do?
Okay. So, first of all, forget about your goal of losing weight. If that's your goal, just forget about it. Shift your focus to getting grounded. So, starting with the psychology aspect of it, grounding is very important. So, finding peace within, dealing with anxiety, dealing with other emotions is important. So, for me, grounding looks like literally going outside and walking on the earth. So, it could be like on a beach with sand. When you're grounding on wet ground, the electrical current is stronger than when it's dry. So that's why sand with waves coming on it is much better, or like grass with morning dew on it is more grounding. And when I say grounding, like literally the earth is emitting negative ions, which are good for us, healthy ions, and it's sucking out the positive ions from our through our feet, which are the stress-causing ions. And positive ions is what cause disease. Negative ions is what cause health. So we're absorbing these negative ions and releasing the positive ions. They've done studies, like there's actually blood samples of people that were taken before grounding and after grounding on the earth. And it's amazing. Like before grounding, their cells are like irregular and clumped up. And 20 minutes after grounding, they're completely perfectly dispersed, perfectly round. Like it's very healing. So for me, nature is very grounding, like literally. And then just like being centered, like when you're binge eating and stressed out, your mind is all over the place. So like getting centered. So for me, sometimes it's a practice of opening up my heart and putting my hands on my heart and just connecting within. Breath work, just simple breath work, like taking deep breaths throughout the day. Or having a breath work practice of even like a few minutes. So it's super easy, you know, you don't have to do anything intense, but like maybe 2 to 5 minutes of alternate nostril breathing or like deep diaphragmical breathing, diaphragm breathing. So those are some ways to get grounded. Sometimes, let's say you want to get grounded, but you can't go outside for whatever reason, or it's really cold out, then you can just put attention on the bottom of your feet because again, it takes energy away from the mind down to the feet. And I would say getting grounded really means taking attention from the mind, because this is where all the problems reside. Whereas when we're more in our bodies, like just like an animal kind of in the body, living life without worrying about things, that's how to get grounded. And then lastly, I would say understanding how your thoughts work and how emotions work. So basically not being scared of
That's
your
powerful.
thoughts. Yeah, not being scared of your thoughts and not taking them too seriously. When we can just see our thoughts like passing clouds, no matter what they are, we can just kind of let them go. Or if you get stuck on a thought and an emotion comes up, let's say you have like a story, like I'm not good enough or I messed up, and then you start to feel like tension in your body and whatever feelings like regret or anxiety, or like a low feeling of like sadness. That's okay. The way to deal with that is to just let it be. Like feel it in your body, allow it to like move through you. And when you do that without resisting it or suppressing it, it honestly passes so much faster. So then you're less prone to binge eating, for example, if you're just like leaning into your emotions rather than like saying no to them or trying to resist them because you're scared of them. They're actually not scary when you're able to like just be
Sit with
with
it.
them. Yeah, and it's a practice, you know, just like the more you do it, the easier it becomes. And for me, it's almost like a nature now. Like rather than turning to food or turning to other things, like I used to actually smoke for a while, which was pretty bad. And or like going out drinking, now I just sit with my emotions and everything's fine. Like there's nothing to be scared of. So I really teach a lot of that in my programs.
Before I learned how to process my emotions, I remember dealing with some like really debilitating anxiety. And I remember I would feel anxious and then I would start doing things, thinking that by
Yeah.
doing more, the anxiety would go away. And it didn't. It only got worse and worse and worse and worse. And
Totally.
then, so like the point of like that almost feeling like I was gonna have a panic attack, right? And then, so it's so simple when you just sit there and just like think about it, like let it be. And then it actually goes away. Your nervous system is like regulated again. But I used to do that all the time. Or I would run to get food. Something about eating takes away your anxiety. But yeah, it's such a powerful lesson for people to learn.
Yeah, because eating is pleasurable. It gives you that dopamine hit, so it like sub makes your anxiety subside for a few seconds. But then you have to keep eating to keep making yourself feel calm. But then anxiety is growing on the other hand, because then you start to feel guilty and bad about it. So yeah, and very interesting what you said. Like the more you try to make anxiety go away, the worse it gets. So even tools that are helpful, like even like breath work. When you're sitting there with the goal of trying to make the anxiety go away, it might not go away because you're resisting it. So the key is truly to just be the space. Like remember that you are an infinite being that can hold anything that comes your way, and just like be that space. Yeah. And one other thing I wanted to mention is like don't give it a time limit of when the emotion should pass, because sometimes it might be seconds and sometimes it might be a couple days. But it probably won't be weeks, you know? Like sometimes I've dealt with maybe sadness for like a few days straight, but if I kept being with it and not turning to some vice to make it go away, it did go away on its own. But the good news is usually if you just actually feel an emotion for 90 seconds, it'll go away. Usually, if you're
For
able to
90
fully feel
seconds.
it without going into your head about the story, like staying away from the story of the emotion. Yeah.
Wow, that's powerful. But yeah, I know those moments of anxiety, they felt like forever, you know, when I used to go through that. And
Yes.
yeah, that could be, that's tough.
Yeah, I dealt with anxiety a lot of my life. You know, I did want to mention something too, now that we're kind of talking about anxiety more. There's something called the MTHFR genetic mutation. It looks like it stands for motherfucker because it kind of is one. But it's Just the genetic mutation that a lot of people have, maybe like 70% of the population or 60%.
Wow.
And it's what causes anxiety in a lot of people, like a lot of mental health issues. So anxiety, depression, even it can contribute to autism and
Okay.
ADHD. And so I found out I do have this mutation, which was actually causing a lot of the anxiety. And all I had to do was take a few supplements, like methylated
Oh.
B supplements for it. So I would highly recommend people, if you're someone who's dealing with anxiety consistently or mental health issues, to get tested for that mutation.
How do you get tested for that?
So 23andMe online is a test you can get where you can get all 23 genes tested. So
Okay.
23 mutations, and that's one of them.
Okay.
Or so if you do that online, they'll send you a vial that you like, it's a saliva sample that you have to send back. So you just do it that way, or you can go to your naturopath, like the MTHFR mutation. I just got tested through a blood test,
Okay.
but if I wanted to do the whole panel, I did the saliva test. So I did the whole panel after as well. It's very good
Oh,
to
okay.
know what mutations you have because you can really address them through like very
Okay.
simple supplements.
Zone in. Yeah, exactly. It's good to know what you're treating and how to treat it. Sometimes people.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion Workplace Pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Are taking supplements just a supplement, right? They hear good
Yeah.
things and then they're like, I'm gonna put it in my body. But tell us about that. How important is food in your diet? How important are supplements? What can you tell the audience about
Food is very important and supplements are very important.
that?
So the reason I supplement is because the quality of our soil is not as good as it used to be. So unfortunately, our fruits and vegetables are depleted in minerals and vitamins. So there we just can't get enough of our daily dose of vitamins and minerals through food. However, if you're somebody that doesn't take supplements and you feel like you're getting it through food and you feel great, then that's totally fine. But I feel that I don't. Like, to me, the supplements I take make a huge difference. Yeah, so there are some basic supplements that a lot of us are depleted in mostly due to stress. So I usually recommend that pretty much everybody take magnesium because I think 75% of us are deficient in magnesium, again, due to stress. There's just so many different types of magnesium. Magnesium bisglycinate, though, is really good for mood, hormone balancing, bowel movements, and nerve, like helping your nervous system and muscle cramping. So if you suffer from restless legs, for example, it's an incredible supplement to take. Like I had restless legs for 10 years and
Oh, wow.
nothing was helping. Then I supplemented with magnesium bisglycinate for 3 days and it went away. Like completely.
Wow.
Yeah. And if I don't take the magnesium for a few days, the restless legs comes back. So
Wow.
other supplements that I think are pretty important are the B vitamins, because they're really important for
Mental
our brain
health, right?
health. Yeah, stress management. Again, we deplete them through stress. They also get depleted like through disease. So like flus and COVID, like highly would deplete people of their B vitamins. So I take those as well. But then I also eat food high in magnesium and I eat food high in vitamin Bs, so I'm getting it from all angles. Same with probiotics. I eat a ton of probiotic rich foods. So I'll eat actually like some Polish and a lot of Polish food is fermented. So like the sauerkraut
Sauerkraut,
from the
yeah.
Polish store. Yeah. You're Ukrainian, right? Or
And Polish.
and Polish, right.
I'm Ukrainian and Polish, yeah. So I thought sauerkraut as soon as you said that. I'm like, she's gonna mention. And cabbage rolls, I bet.
Cabbage rolls are great. They're not fermented, so not
Right.
so great for, but they're really good. I mean, they're just a really healthy meal, vegetables and meat, basically.
Yeah.
So like low carb, high protein, high fiber, pickles. But like, so when I say fermented stuff, make sure it's fermented in salt brine and not in vinegar, because the stuff that's made in vinegar it just doesn't have the probiotic value of it. So make sure, yeah, it's fermented in salt brine, both the pickles and the sauerkraut. Just go to a European store and you can find stuff there, or natural food stores sell it. Miso has a lot of probiotics in it. Then speaking of gut health, you'll also need to supplement, not supplement, but eat prebiotic rich foods. So that would include fiber, mostly fibrous vegetables, chia seeds, psyllium husks. Those are really good. But then I also take a probiotic. So I eat all these pre and probiotic rich foods, and then I also take really good quality probiotics. It's important to take a good quality supplement because there's a lot of supplements out there that are just, you're wasting your money. Like, they're not doing anything for the body. So make sure it's good quality. Make sure you educate yourself on the ingredients on the back, so you know what what you should be looking out for. So again, yeah, I do both. I supplement and I try to eat healthy, but I'm not obsessively healthy. Like, I'll eat treats and stuff. I'll say 80% of the time I eat healthy, 20% of the time I kind of eat what I want. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to have that balance. I spent 2 years of my life eating completely clean, and I remember having a burger one day from McDonald's because I was just craving it, and I'm like, I need to eat this. I felt sick for like a week, and then I was like, this isn't sustainable. Like, I can't eat perfectly every single day for the rest of my life. Like, that is just not sustainable. So I love the balance that you're providing your clients, the ability to like regulate to feel good and to go on that premise that they need to feel good before they're gonna, lose weight, or that is what you're focused on. You're not focused on the weight, you're focused on making them feel good.
Yeah, on loving their bodies. So the way I came up with Love Your Body, the title is I want to teach people how to love their body exactly as their body is right now, and from that space of acceptance to create a body that they also love, with like the positive changes that they make through these like micro habits. So really implementing like baby steps, very,
So what
very
are some of
easy
those
habits.
things?
Well, grounding. Like getting centered every day in your heart, which takes like 20 seconds. Remembering to take deep breaths. I invented something called swamp water. So if you join my program, you get the recipe. But the simplified version of it, like very simplified, is basically warm-ish lemon water. So a big squeeze of lemon juice with a little bit of electrolyte. I have special electrolytes that I use that are really good quality, no added anything. Or you can do salt, sea salt, if you don't have electrolytes. And then liquid chlorophyll, because liquid chlorophyll is a really powerful detoxifier. It's also super cheap. Like, you can get a bottle like this for $25 and it'll last you months. All the habits I teach my clients are very inexpensive. Like, you can get it all at the grocery store and make it at home. So yeah, lemon chlorophyll, salt, water, and good quality water. Make sure that it's filtered, or if you have the funds, you can get yourself a fancy filter that you attach to the tap. I actually bought this the other day. It's hydrogen water. So if I press the button, it turns blue and it basically shoots hydrogen into the water. So there's so many types of water. There's structured water that's really good for you, hydrogen water, reverse osmosis, so many types, but
Yeah, tell us what's not
spring
good for you.
water,
The
what's tap
tap
water?
water. Yeah, totally, totally. We talked about that. I literally just switched to a spring water after, really, I know this, but it's like I'm drinking and I'm like, I know this. I take really good quality supplementation. I'm always putting good things in my body. And someone I really, really respect said, you got to stop drinking that water. Because if you're putting all these really good supplements in your body, then you're putting the tap water into your body. Think of what would happen if you put really good water into your body with those supplements. I never realized how bad the quality of the water systems were.
There it's not clean and it's dead water. Like, we need alive water, so something like structured water or anything
What do you mean
flowing.
by
Like,
that? Like dead as in.
Stagnant, like the minerals are depleted, are taken out from
There we
it.
go.
And it's when it's not moving, it's basically dead. So spring water that's like fresh, flowing from
Fresh
a
flowing.
spring. Or you can either like put your water into devices that end up spinning it, kind of like a vortex, and that makes it alive. Or putting like so structured water, it basically structures water into like healthy, beautiful molecules versus ones, that are like weird looking, not healthy. And there's different ways to do that. One way is like there's a wand, an Alema wand. You can buy it online and you just like stir it in for a minute and it structures the water. But you can do hydrogen water like I have here. It's super easy. You just press a button and you get your hydrogen in there. Yeah, this Kangen water that has a lot of benefits as well. That's more like electrolyzed water and structured as well, and alkalized at the same time. So yeah, that's what, so that makes it alive, like when it has like the frequency in it that's charged, it's charged, yeah, versus just like from a tap.
That makes sense. Amazing. So what got you into this line of work? I know that, in my life, I had to go through what I went through in order to see and want to see the change in other people, to be motivated to change other people. What was the driving factor for you to develop a program to help people feel better, look better, and all of that stuff?
So as I mentioned before, I struggled with anxiety and binge eating for many, many years, probably like almost 20 years, I would say, like a very long time, where I literally felt like I would never get out of it. Like it just felt like it was a life sentence and I just had to deal with it. But it was horrible. Like I would literally eat to the point of pain. I was anxious all the time. My emotions were just like, yeah, I was depressed. I just wasn't feeling good. But what, I don't know what changed. Well, one thing that really helped me is I went to see a hypnotherapist after seeing many therapists and nothing was helping because they were all focusing on the problem. And this hypnotherapist, he focused on the anxiety. He's like, well, that's actually what's causing all of this and the binge eating. So let me just calm you down. So I would go to these hypnosis sessions where he just like made me feel calm. That's it. That's all it was. And consistently listening to the tapes. That was cassette tapes back then. Yeah, my anxiety just like kind of went away. And on top of that, I started taking the supplements for the MTHFR mutation that I talked about as well. So realizing like that all these things were helping me, then I had another issue. Like I got really sick with parasites from Mexico and the
Oh
medical
no.
system couldn't help me. And what actually literally cured me was going to acupuncture for a couple of months and drinking something that was helping restore my liver function. And the
Wow.
liver got rid of all of it. Like when you strengthen your liver, you can get rid of so many things. So that's what got me onto the seeing the acupuncturist and seeing these like miraculous results is what got me onto the path of alternative medicine. And while I think the doctor can be useful for some things, I realized I can't rely on the doctor for a lot of things. And natural medicine had so much to offer, and there was no side effects, only positive side effects to the things I was doing. And then I was introduced to essential oils and all the powerful benefits of essential oils, like ingesting them and applying them on the body and smelling them, like all the different benefits. And so I started running all these classes teaching people how to use essential oils medicinally. But then I was like, oils are great. I love them. I still use them to this day. But I realized I also want to help people holistically, like through nutrition, through exercise, through mindfulness practice. And then I went into doing my health coaching certificate. So that's how it,
How it all came
yeah,
together.
came together, basically. Yeah, in short.
Well, I know that, I mean, you have to go through the experience in order to feel that and like relate it to other people. So, yeah, what a rewarding career.
And what I love about it is showing people that it can be fun and it doesn't have to be arduous. Like everything that I do, all the habits I implement, I enjoy them. Like none of them feel like a chore or like I have to do this. It's just second nature because it makes me feel so good.
Great.
And I enjoy doing it in the moment, you know. So I want to teach people how to make the weight loss journey fun and easy, simple. It's not hard.
So tell us, we're gonna drop a really cool, luxurious surprise at the end, but tell us about the program that you're starting, and is it starting next week?
Yeah, there's one starting next week. So it's called Love Your Body. It's an 8-week program where people get an extra free month of support at the end. And basically, I teach you how to implement very simple habits to help you feel better and lose weight. So boost your
Okay.
metabolism, boost your energy levels, improve your sleep, decrease stress, deal with difficult emotions. And there's a different topic every week. Like I teach you how to stop cravings. I teach you how to gently detox the body without doing any crazy cleanses that are restrictive and uncomfortable. I teach you like lots of stress management techniques. I teach actually thing I love teaching too is like alternatives to what you're currently eating. So if you can up-level something and make it more nutritious and healthier and lower sugar, I'll give you a recipe for that. I'm actually even writing a recipe book as well of 30 nutritious and delicious recipes. So yeah, so the program is just like very interactive. There's a weekly Zoom call that all participants take part in, and then they're in a 24/7 WhatsApp group. So they get to ask me questions 24/7 basically over this WhatsApp group and share with each other. Yeah, it's just fun. Like people learn a lot from each other and from me, and I learn from my clients as well. So it's like a 12-week guided journey, but people only have to commit to the 8 weeks of the Zoom calls, and then they can choose to stay on or not. But they always stay on at the end because they're hooked.
No kidding. And so do you service men? Do you service women? Do you service everybody? Tell us about your clients. Who are you
Yeah, men
looking
and
for?
women.
Okay.
Men and women. If I have more men in the program, I'll tailor it a little bit more toward men. If I have
Yeah.
more women, it's a little bit more tailored to a woman, but everybody always benefits. Yeah, right now I have more men interested for this round for some reason, but everybody's welcome. Everyone will benefit. Yes. Yeah, and typically, you know, people ages like 20 to 70 is who I've served. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. And do you want to tell everyone about the amazing gifts that they get?
Yeah, so I do have a really special offer because I have an agreement with a travel agency. So anybody that joins my program gets a free hotel stay in either Cancun, Dubai, Thailand, or Bali. All they have to pay is the hotel fees and taxes, which is under $40 a night for a 4 to 5 star hotel, which are worth around
Wow.
$400 a night. Yeah, and it's like you just book it on your own time. It's not a timeshare. There's no catch. Literally, the travel agency looks for hotel rooms that aren't filled, and they would rather have a client stay there and then still, you know, pay for excursions and food and
Right.
entertainment versus have no one stay there. So that's how it works. That's why it benefits the client and the hotel. So it's a pretty sweet deal.
Wow, that's a sweet deal.
And my actual program is online, but this they get to book. They have actually they can book it whenever they want, like during the program, after the program. A lot of people like to book it after the program when they're feeling better and more energized.
Amazing. And when does your program start?
March 31st.
Okay, and where can people find you?
They can find me online, so magdalenawellness.com. Magdalena wellness.com. I'm on Instagram also. It's at Magdalena underscore wellness. I'm on Facebook. My full name, Magdalena, CZYZ. I'm also on LinkedIn, same name, Magdalena Trish. Yeah, and I'm on TikTok as same Magdalena underscore wellness. I'm
Nice.
all over.
I love all your videos on Facebook and Instagram with your tips on supplementation, and they're so helpful.
Thank you. I love yours too. I always follow your stuff.
Amazing, amazing. So if this is the hard part, if you're to leave our audience with one really, really powerful tip or one last tidbit of information, so Magdalena's going to be back. But for today, our time is almost up. So what would you say to them?
Yeah, I'll give you two. One is more like a weight loss tip to boost your metabolism. Intermittent fasting is super popular now. So I would say don't worry so much about like the strict rules of intermittent fasting. Just don't eat before bed. As long as you don't eat before bed, I don't care if you eat breakfast or you don't eat breakfast, you're still going to see results in like feeling energized and losing weight. I'd say try not to eat 3 hours before bed. Yeah, like two, but three is best. And try to go to bed early, like by 9 or 10 o'clock, because when you're sleeping, your body is detoxifying. So you want to make sure that you allow those detox processes to take place. So getting to bed early and not eating at least 3-ish hours before bed, that's one tip. And then the other one is just like focus on what you love. When you focus on what you love doing, that's going to grow. And the things that are not working in your life will just resolve themselves. So again, with the weight loss, like focus on your health, focus on doing physical activity that you love doing, and naturally you'll get the results you're looking for. So don't focus on the problem. Focus on the things that are actually working in your life and do more of that, or get coaching to support you in creating more of that. Yeah.
Amazing. I love that. I love those tips. And you guys, Magdalena has a podcast on our channel. So she's going to be back real soon with so many more amazing tips. And yeah, it's been a pleasure. It's so nice to see you.
You too. That was really fun. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for being on the show. And to our audience, like I said, Magdalena will be back soon. And until next time, I'm Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor. And bye for now.